Homeschooling. Day 4. Silent Reading. Performed by Kevin Bohan.
Allow your child to immerse themselves in the simple pleasure of reading alone in a quiet corner, undisturbed by adult attention. Would you listen to that? Silence. Online teacher, I bloody love you. I'd marry you tomorrow if I wasn't already married. Well, time to sit myself down with a nice cup of tea and relax. What's my next door neighbour wanting with me? Hello, Maurice. Grant, how are yourself? You're in Tesco car park. Very kind of you to let me know if we want any messages, but we're sorted now. Kelly has her job as a shelf filler. Oh, 20 smokes would be great if there's no queue. You weren't offering to do my shopping. Okay. Just let you know, the reception here is fine. There's no need to shout. The twins? I do, of course. Happily occupied, reading their storybooks in a quiet corner. Am I sure? Yes. Very sure, yes. Very, very sure. Why wouldn't I be? Am I missing anything? No, unless you mean my hearing, because I think that's about to go if you keep on yelling in my ear. Do I know what you found in the boot of your car when you opened it? Engine oil? Screen wash? Do you sound like the type of person who'd waste time and energy telling me that? I don't know. Are you? You're going to bloody tell me anyway. You found children? Young children? Why? Do your kids have an objection to sitting on a seat in the back like normal kids? They're not normal kids. They're my kids. Jesus, how did they get in there? Your question exactly, and they look unhappy. They think they're being mistreated. They're being mistreated? Jesus, there's only one person being mistreated in this family, and that's me. Why? You try doing the feckin' homeschooling. You're concerned at how they managed to get out of the house without anyone seeing them. So am I, Maurice. I wasn't going to teach them lock breaking until next week. It was a joke. Why would a man who might need to lock his children in the cellar in the fairly near future want to teach them how to break out? It's an appalling attitude, and you've a good mind to ring social services. Do I want my children taken into care? Depends. How much does it cost and when can it be arranged? Joke. No, I can't come and collect them. Why? Because the wife has the car. I told you, she's working as a shelf filler at Sainsbury's. You thought she was a paralegal. So she was. From the day I met her to the first time on the dance floor till a couple of weeks ago. Why has she changed careers? Because a strange need came over her. When she discovered that the schools would be closing at the same time that she was told to work from home, it seems she'd spent all her life aching to stack tinned beans and tomatoes. What do I expect you to do with them? Well, I'd leave them in the boot myself. No, I didn't say anything. Could they not help you with your shopping? I know they're too young to read a shopping list. But they are very, very good at putting all the things that you never thought you needed in your basket and getting them through the checkout without you noticing. Bye!
These pieces were recorded in May 2020. For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please visit our website www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.